Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Big Kids Feelings podcast. This afternoon, what I'm doing right now, I am signing into the College Board so I can complete some IDOC documents for my son. Let's see what happens here. When you go in to complete the IDOC docs, it's gonna prompt you with the academic year for attendance, the CB Fin Aid ID, which your child will be assigned a particular one, or student will be assigned a particular one, a unique ID. Then they're going to ask you to put in a child's social security number, their date of birth, and then you have to check off that I have read and agreed to the site terms and conditions. Okay, this is where I go into to complete my son's family information for Babson so they can calculate his, how much he's going to be paying for school. This one will be for his sophomore year, which will begin fall of 2021. This will determine what he will be left with, the funds that he would be left to pay out of pocket for college. So I am on the site. It's at the top. It says enter and verify your family information. If you do not provide complete and accurate family information, your documents cannot be accurately processed. Important, if you do not provide a name and an accurate social security number for each member of your family who has one and is submitting documents, it is significantly delayed the processing of your application by college or the program. If something does not apply, the student does not have a spouse or has one parent, please leave it blank. Each person should only be listed once below. So let me go ahead and start this application and I'll come back, fill in the information, and I know I'm going to have to print out some documents. Then I'll come back at the end, let you know if anything has changed or if it looks the same from last year. Okay, I'm on the College Board website trying to complete all these documents. When you get on the site, it's going to have a document management dashboard for the students. What do I need? Collect the required documents listed below. Verify they aren't encrypted or password protected. Complete the required forms. And then you can submit it through mail or upload the documents. And the required documents right now is asking for all. Well, your earliest deadline is 4/1/2021. I have a couple of questions and I'll probably call, and they're pretty quick with answering questions. There's a toll-free number available because I'm seeing that they're asking for 2019 U.S. federal tax return and 2019 W-2s. And I'm not quite sure if they haven't updated the year as of yet, because I'm assuming they should be asking for 2020. So I'm going to call and ask them just to make sure, because I want to make sure the school get the proper document that they're requesting, because it takes up to may take up 3 to 5 business days for them to process the documents. And I don't want to have to do anything over or additional work by having to email the school. So I'm going to call them to find out, should I be uploading my 2020 or 2019 W-2 and federal tax return? I'm coming across one issue. It's saying one of my files is too large, and I'm not quite sure why, but I'm going to figure out how to make it a little smaller. And there's some new things. There was a lot of things that was, it looked slightly different last year. You had to print out a whole bunch of documents. So I want to make sure before I submit anything to give them a call. So we're going to see. And then I'll follow up with you guys and let you know. All right. Thank you for listening. You all have a great day. Peace out.